California's deadliest wildfire finally 100% contained. By Breitbart News on November 25, 2018. AFP, the deadliest and most destructive fire in California's history was finally brought totally under control by firefighters. More than 2 weeks after it erupted, authorities said on Sunday. #campfire is now 100% contained. Cal Fire, the state fire authority, said in its latest bulletin on Twitter. The fire, which broke out on November 8, is so far known to have killed 87 people, although another 249 people remain unaccounted for. That figure has fallen sharply over the weekend, having stood at 474 on Friday. Only 54 of the fatalities have been identified, according to the local sheriff's office in Butte County, around 3 hours' drive north of San Francisco. A total of 153,336 acres were affected by the fire, with nearly 14,000 homes and hundreds of other structures destroyed. Heavy downfalls that have soaked the fire zone in the past days helped douse the remaining flames, but also made it more difficult for crews searching for bodies. The campfire was the second major blaze to hit California in recent weeks, with a fire in the Malibu area near Los Angeles also killing 3 people. The smoke from the campfire was so intense that schools in San Francisco had to close at one point earlier this month, as did the city's famed cable car in Alcatraz Island. California's governor, Jerry Brown, has warned that the state can expect a growing number of major fires as a result of global warming. U.S. President Donald Trump, who visited one of the worst-hit towns called Paradise last weekend, caused some consternation by saying that the fires were due in part to forestry mismanagement. Ahead of the announcement that the fire has been totally tamed, authorities had already begun letting residents return to some of the worst-hit areas to inspect the damage to their homes. In a joint bulletin posted on Saturday, the police and fire service said evacuation orders that had in place for some areas over the last fortnight were being lifted for both residents and non-residents, while warning that essential services were still very limited. Prior to returning home, residents are encouraged to take steps to ensure they have food, water and fuel for their vehicles, said the statement. While Brown has warned that megafires such as those in Butte and Malibu will cease to be abnormal events, the state has allocated about $1 billion over the next 5 years for fire prevention. Much of the cash will go on education and suppression activities such as clearing grasses and other vegetation, according to officials. A recent study found that one-third of all U.S. houses now are located in what researchers refer to as the wildland-urban interface, where houses and forest vegetation intermingle. While Trump has repeatedly expressed skepticism about global warming, a new report by his administration warned Friday that climate change will cost the U.S. hundreds of billions of dollars annually by centuries end unless drastic action is taken to cut carbon emissions. A burnt car at a gas station on November 11, 2018, after the campfire tore through the region near Pulga, east of Paradise, California. A home is overshadowed by towering smoke plumes on November 8, 2018, as the campfire races through town in Paradise, California. Firefighters battle flames at a burning apartment complex in Paradise, California on November 9, 2018.